Podcast number 6 on the book of James. I want to go on a slight tangent today. If we consider the whole of James chapter 1, the fact that we face trials in this life, that we are to consider it pure joy when those trials come, and that we are not to be slow in asking for wisdom when this happens, I'd like to share some of the wisdom the Bible gives us, and also wisdom I've heard, that help us understand the unseen plans and purposes of God, especially when we cannot see where they're leading. I once heard a preacher describe a beautiful looking tapestry, just stunning to see and to consider all the work that had gone into making it. Now, imagine that tapestry represented the plans and the work of God. It was just glorious. Then, turn the tapestry over. If you've ever seen the back of a weaving or a tapestry, you'll know that it's not pretty. You get a vague idea of what the picture on the other side is, but it's not pretty like the other side. And you also see threads dangling and just a jumble of colours and wool and so on. Well, quite often, the back of the tapestry is the view that we have of what God is doing. Sometimes we try and make sense of it, and it's hard to see. And yet we also know that on the other side, it is glorious. This is what seeing with eyes of faith is all about. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 13, "Now I know in part, then I shall fully know." Deuteronomy 29:29, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow the words of the law." Isaiah 66, verse 8, the Lord says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." And so we trust. Even though we don't see, God shows us part. One day we will see the whole. God is working his purposes out, both on a macro and a micro level. That is, for the universe and in our lives. Sometimes things are clear to us, sometimes not. But God sees the whole picture. The Bible tells us it's his timing, and that's not our timing, always. And we think we know what's best for us. But God actually does know. And there are things that at times make us weak, but they also make us humble and trust God more. Paul talks of his thorn in the flesh and asking God to remove it. God's answer to him was, and these are words to live by, "My grace is sufficient for you." And brothers and sisters, look at the story of the Bible. God is a faithful God. He has never forsaken his sheep. He is to be fully trusted. There are many things that have happened in my life that I've not yet understood what the plans of God are, but I trust him. Let me finish, however, with two stories that, with the benefit of hindsight, I can see what the Lord was doing. In my final year at Bible college, I was told in my final term that I wouldn't be recommended for ordination, becoming a minister. I remember walking out of the meeting and pausing and looking up at the sky, which I never normally pray like that, and I was saying, "Lord, I've been here for 4 years studying to become a minister. I do not know what this now means, but I trust in you." It was a massively humbling moment, a moment I needed. God, even then, was reshaping, refining me, and I needed refining. In the end, I got a great job in youth ministry with a great staff team at a great church. I met my future wife there, and yes, I did get ordained just a year later than what I had planned. Well, in brief, my other story, and I suspect you remember this time, was when I broke my ankle in 2016 and I needed 3 operations and 6 months in plaster and crutches to fix it. In that time, God slowed me right down and re-taught me to pray, to trust in him, to just be silent at times and to wait for the Lord. Again, a most humbling lesson that, well, time has now shown me what was happening. God is always at work, and he graciously includes us in his plans. Be faithful, whatever comes your way, and trust in him.